The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Prepare yourself for quite a racket, as we're going to be talking about the Japanese raccoon dog and all the incredibly interesting things about it. So, don't feel rough, as my podcasts always put others in a good mood. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The Japanese raccoon dog, often known as the tanuki, is a species of canine exclusive to Japan, found within the many marshlands and forests that make up Japan itself. Yep, these guys aren't related to raccoons in any way, despite what their similar appearance tells you. They're actually more closely related to foxes and wolves, whereas raccoons share a relation to otters, weasels, and badgers. And just like dogs, these critters are highly social animals, and they'll often live in monogamous pairs, meaning that their relationships are like bedrock from Minecraft, completely unbreakable. Being bona fide omnivores, this makes them no fussy eaters, as they'll tuck into anything, be it plants, berries, insects, fish, reptiles, you name it. Even if their food's way past the expiration date, they simply don't care. And the lengths that they'll go for a chance to guzzle down the grub is completely confusing. Tanukis have been observed climbing trees, which is something canines aren't too keen on, and they'll even go scuba diving if it means finding buried treasure, usually in the form of a mollusk or a crab. In Japanese folklore, these bushy-tailed bandits have earned themselves quite the reputation, being known for their mischievous nature and mythical shape-shifting abilities. Statues of these crafty creatures are placed all across Japan as a sign of good fortune. What isn't good fortune is the fact that these creatures are considered invasive pests in Europe, after breaking out of captivity and taking a break somewhere else. Thankfully, they're not native here at the Isle of Wight, so you won't have to worry about them taking out the trash for you. And speaking of Wight, it's true that most canines such as wolves and foxes have no trouble during frosty reception, but tanukis aren't cool enough for a snow day. So instead, these rubbish raccoons will hibernate when things get chilly, so their metabolism goes into maximum overdrive during early winter, in which they'll eat as much as they can before taking a nice long nap inside their burrows until spring has sprung. And because tanukis are social creatures, you'll likely find two tanukis snuggled together like one big giant fuzzball of warmth. How adorable! Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.